Hi, you entrepreneurs. Today we have someone that has just ridiculous passion, Ivan Carmesino. He owns with his wife Physio Pro One. He's worked with a lot of professional athletes. He came from Brazil. You'll tell from his accent. He's just has a passion for helping people out, prevention, health prevention, physical therapy. You're going to want to listen. You're going to want to hear a story of how he came here, how he found love, and how he started a business. Please tell your friends and subscribe.
Welcome to the road to growth, success of an entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, so we are here with Ivan Carmesino.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So you are the owner of Physio Pro One.
Yes.
And physical therapist?
Yeah, it's a sports rehab and performance. That's okay. Why you prefer to call.
Okay.
Because that's involved physical therapy, sports physical therapy, conditioning trainings. We have personal trainer and also have massage therapies and nutrition.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And so you have a variety of different clientele.
Yes. I've been working with a wide range of clientele all my career. I have more than 13 years working with professional athletes, a lot of fighters, jiu-jitsu fighters, UFC fighters, but also because my dad's orthopedic surgeon in Brazil and he works with a wide range of clientele, I work with like different clients too, you know?
Yeah.
So I work with a lot of business guys, I work with kids, so.
As you can tell by his accent, he's not a local of San Diego. He's from Alabama, right? tell a little about your history. How did you get to this point?
Well, so I'm a Brazilian. So I graduated in physical therapy in Brazil, where I spent a lot of time working a professional soccer team. And I moved to US 5 years ago, where I met my wife, Christina. She's also physical therapy. Wow. And everything changes, you know. So you got together and then you start planning to open a business here. That's why I decided to open our clinic and start working with professional athletes and all this clientele.
So 5 years ago, you came here to the U.S.?
Yeah, actually I came because one of the athletes that I met in Brazil, I started doing his rehab in Brazil. It was an ACL surgery.
Okay.
So he just invited me to come to spend some time here. And I was like, oh, do you know what? It's a great opportunity. And once I got here, I started, you know, I met a lot of people here, a lot of fighters, that's why I started working for a lot of jiu-jitsu fighters, because it's a huge community for Brazilians here. And a lot of people started inviting me like, oh man, you should stay here. You should like open your own business here. You have a lot of experience. You have UFC fighters, professional soccer players. So, but I was like not planning to stay here, but because I met my wife and then everything's changed. So that's when I decided to stay here and open my own business.
So how long after the 5 years when you got here, did you meet your wife?
Like in the first month, man. Actually, I was working with this guy and he knew another American guy, and my wife was working with his dad, so just introduce us, and that's, you know, how you met. And like right away you start like being really good friends, you know. In 3 months you start dating, and then everything changed after 1 year. You got married, and you know.
And then after that 1 year, how long until you started a business together?
You started like on the first year, man. Because wow. She also physical therapist, she always had the desire to open her own business too, you know. So that's why like, okay, that's a great opportunity for us. You have a background, you know. I'm American. I have all the license. I was studying all the license, and that's a process, you know. So that's when you decide to open a business.
Most people in 1 year, it's still just dating. You guys, man, started a business.
It's crazy.
Marriage.
It's crazy. It was like the life changed completely because I have my own business in Brazil. I still have it with my dad and my sister. She also physical therapy. But, you know, life changed, man. And for us, everything happens really fast, man. You just like start dating. You have a lot of things in common. So you just start, you know, think about like future. But at the same time, you don't want to spend time. Like, you, of course, all the process was really fast, and you're really happy, you know. We have like now a baby, 1 year old boy, so it's, everything happens really fast in my life in the last 5 years.
What was your feedback from like your sister and your father? You leaving in essence the business down there to come up here?
Yeah, it was like, do you know how I say, like, my dad was not expecting that because we have like really settled business in Brazil. Mm. And my dad has more than 35 years experience in orthopedic surgeon in soccer teams and also like a lot of clients. And yeah, it was like, do you know, when it's supposed to happen, just happens.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course, my dad seems like giving me all support and say like, man, you have all the expertise to do great in any other country. My main difficulty actually was more the language, because everybody knows I'm not a English or American guy. So my first language is Portuguese and not English. So when I got here, it was really hard to talk with my wife in the beginning because she was trying to teach me, you know. And
does she speak Portuguese at all?
Now she's speaking a little bit Portuguese, but like not in the beginning. So yeah. I studied a little bit English in Brazil, but it's completely different, you know. Yeah. When you really need to talk in a different country, speaking English is completely different, man. So, yeah.
So is there, how many of your clients are Brazilian?
Man, today I think I'm getting close to 50-50, man, because wow. I have a lot of Americans. Because I work with a lot of like big names in jiu-jitsu, most of the guys, they are Brazilians. But they have a lot of students, and most of the students is American. So I have a lot of like this clientele, students, parents, you know.
What are some of your clients that you currently work with?
Sorry.
What clients? Some of your jiu-jitsu fighters or
the names?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I work with like Shanji Ribeiro. He's like 7-time world champion.
Wow.
Yeah, like André Galvão, all these guys like 5-7-time world champion. They have like a lot of gyms around the world, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They have like maybe 30 gyms or like franchises. So they have a lot of students. They have a lot of background fighters, you know. So one of my main clients, she's one of the UFC champion, Chris Cyber. She's really famous.
Yeah.
So because I work with her, a lot of people try to reach me out on social medias, you know, like emails. And because they have a lot of like followers and people that, you know.
Is there like a pipeline, being that you still have the business with your father down in Brazil and here? Do like some of your clients work with you here and then work with your father down there, or is it mostly here?
No, not right now. Now most of my work's here because my dad worked more for, we have like a big company in Brazil, but it's not more for sports today, you know. It's, my dad's more like 7 years old, so he kind of like slow back a little bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My sister's still working, but it's not like in sport area. And my passion was in sports, you know. I grew up like watching my dad in soccer field. Yeah. I always play soccer, I play tennis, I swim, you know, I love sports. So that's why I decided to spend all my time studying and focus on sports, you know, sports rehab and performance.
Did you always know that you wanted to be?
Always, man, because my dad always tried to motivate me to be an orthopedic surgeon, but I don't know. I never had the desire to do surgeries. You know, I don't like to see bloods. I don't like, you know, I like to see. And in that time, like, I don't know if you guys remember, but there's one guy that I met in Brazil. He's one really good physical therapy. And that time he started doing the rehab for Ronaldo. Ronaldo is one of the best soccer players. Yeah. And I was like impressed. And I was like, this guy is going to make this guy play again. That's amazing. You know, everybody was talking about him that time when I started studying. And that was, for me, is like the crucial. It was like, man, I want to do this, you know.
That was the thing that
It's like, I want to do this. I want to help people, help athletes, you know, to go back to the field, you know, do what they love and be healthy, you know. So
And this is my assumption, that there's a little bit different living your life in Brazil to the U.S.
Yeah, it's a lot of change, man. A lot of change. Everything, actually, like rules and, you know, everything, man. So for me, what's really hard is like learning all the new rules and how to manage a small business. Mm. You know, it's not so easy. And actually, you know, I was in Brazil and I started thinking about, okay, maybe I have opportunity to open a business in the U.S. It's going to be easier, you know. It's so easy. Like, you know, you have this idea, this mentality, like, oh, man, U.S. is so much easier. It's just open a business. If you have the opportunity, it's going to be great, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not so easy like you.
What are some of the biggest differences of owning a business down there to here?
Wow, man, I think like for me, which is really hard to understand, is the taxes too. You know, like tax is really hard to understand because there's no like one rule for everybody. It's like it depends. It's like in my case, like I have my wife working too, so you file everything together. So it's a lot of laws and rules that you don't know. You know, once you start working and see all the fees that you have to pay, the license that you have to pay. So,
in Brazil, is it more standards then?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Like you have like easier to manage this, you know. I feel like that's a point here, and of course locations, you know, like where you're gonna open a business, like the business plans here is a little different, you know, than you're gonna try to do in Brazil.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a lot of time to do a business plan. I just like decided, okay, let's open a business, and let I already have this clientele that wants to work with me, so I need to work and I need to find a space. So that's why I decided to open a business right away. But yeah, after like the first year, we started like, man, I have to pay this license, pay this, you know, adopt all the license, and it's a challenge, you know, it's a big challenge.
Is most of your business word of mouth, or is it advertising, or?
Man, most of my business is word of mouth, man. I don't spend time and like a lot of money on marketing. That's one thing that I'm trying to like now learn, and you know, it's funny because when people see my Instagram and everything, they're like, man, you don't have a lot of followers. You have like clients like Chris Cyber that have like 1 million followers and you have like 2,000 followers. Like something's wrong. You should like, you know, work more in your social media and your marketing. But since I opened a business, I'm the main guy here working all day. So yeah. I need to work. I need to start to advertise. And like in the beginning, you don't have a big budget, you know, to invest money, marketing and everything. So it's been really a challenge. All my clientele that I have, and I'm thank you because I have a good clientele, it's word of mouth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, give it maybe 2-3 years and your child will know all Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My first Instagram I opened here because, okay, I have to open, like, you know, I have to start doing social media. Yeah. I never had an Instagram or Facebook. I'm not a guy that really like internet or, you know, I like more like for studs and everything, but not really like social media or try to be a popular guy or famous guy, you know? I love what I do, but it's like not that I want to be famous in work. And that's why everybody said, man, you were a guy that worked like, you know, on background is like not like, it's like, yeah, that's my job. I want to help people, but I don't want to be the guy that's like, you know, famous guy or have like 1 million followers. I want to have like 1 million clients, maybe, but not 1 million followers, you know? But now I like, you know, even like US, the people work much more here, like when social medias and everything, much more than Brazil. So, of course, I'm starting like giving more attention and trying to find more time to invest in this area. I'm trying to find companies to help me. So I have one girl now that's helped me a little bit for advertising. So, yeah.
So is that the plan going forward, where it's
just
advertising more?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, but for me, it's really hard to find people, to hire people to work for me. Because I have like almost full schedule right now. But because I have like a different work, like my background's physical therapy, I'm like focus more on injury prevention, rehabs, but trying to like, it's a different personal trainers here, you know? It's hard because when I hire some personal trainer, they don't have the same background. Even that I try to teach them, it's hard for me to, you know, like keep my clients coming and seeing the same clients. So I tried like 2 or 3 personal trainers already, but didn't really work. So that's another problem that I'm struggling here in US. It's like try to build a team, you know, because mainly now it's me and my wife working. You have a massage therapist, which is okay, a nutritionist, but for me it's really hard to find a personal trainer because the way that I work, I learn a lot, not only in school, because I spend a lot of time in college, university, doing like, you know, but a lot of expertise came from working, you know, like experience with my dad, with another surgeons in Brazil. So that's like something that you can just find and figure out, like, you know, fast. You need to learn, and I learn a lot of things on books, but I learn a lot of things like working. So this experience is hard to.
Have you started thinking of an avenue of trying to find that physical therapist or a way of doing it?
Yeah, a lot of people say like, why you don't try to like, you know, develop some methodology that you can work. So I'm trying to like write down everything, all my exercise, especially for injury prevention. A lot of people reach me because of injury prevention. That's one of my expertise because I spend a lot of time in soccer. In soccer, they spend time and money to try to learn how to prevent an injury, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of, like, you know, you waste a lot of money if you have one guy, like, you know, without play for 1 month, especially because the salary is so high. So we have a lot of people studying on soccer field, but yeah. when I start work with fighters, like, nobody really focused to study, you know, and see how you're going to prevent this kind of injury, because you need to learn how the biomechanics of the sport and everything. So that's why I'm trying to spend more time right now and try to develop some, like, methodology that I can help and teach people to help me, you know, to do the same work, because it's been really hard for me to work more than I'm working right now.
How does that process look when you're building that methodology? Is it like every day jot it down, like in a journal, or?
That's what I'm trying to, like, write down a little bit. I'm doing a lot of videos, a lot of people, like, in a different country, because I work with, like, right now we have the world championship, like, next weekend. Yeah. So people come all over the world to here to try to train with these guys and then compete. And most of them get some injuries, so they stop here, and I try to treat them, and then show the importance of, you know, like, some injury prevention trainings and agility coordination training. So when they left, like, people start to really reach me and, like, okay, I want something, like, can you, like, do something online? So now I have a project, that's one of my projects, starting more online classes, online, like, you know, like, protocol, so I can help people that, like, not living here in San Diego and that's not living here, to at least, like, follow my job and have the opportunity to work together. So that's another process, that another project that I'm still learning more. But like I said, like, I'm mainly working by myself here with my wife, so it's hard, you know. It's been, like, a lack of time to do everything, like, control my social media, control all this project. I work, like, twice a week in with some business guys in Solana Beach. It's a real estate company. So I just go there to train the guys, just, like, to be healthy. And so it's been a lot of, like, challenge to find more time to do all this project. You know, I know I have a lot of opportunities because these guys that I work with really give me a lot of credibility, but at the same time, it's hard to deal and manage everything by myself.
How do you prioritize? How do you say this one's top priority, this one's second, third? How do you?
Wow. I try to do it. I don't really have, like, a plan right now. It's like, first thing I was trying to settle the business. I just, you know, was working to really find a better space. I just moved the clinic, like, last year for a better space. So now that I settled the business, I'm starting to work more to online things that I believe is, like, one thing that really can help to jump the clinic, you know, because a lot of people email and text, like, online, man, do you have any, like, online course or online, like, you know, and I don't. But now I'm trying to focus, and I have one of my clients, he has a business in Palm Springs. He works with a lot of football players, and it's happened the same with him. So he hired a company to help him to write down and make all the videos and give all the protocols. So I'm trying to do kind of like the same. So I want to try to write down all my exercises, how I work, because there's all, like, phases of the training that you need to, like, focus on the clients, you know. So it's not so easy. It's not like a standard thing that I just can, like, you know, throw that. And I don't want to do that just for money. I want to do something really, like, specific for my clients and what they need, not just, like, overall training or something like that. That's what we have a lot on the internet, you know. I want to really try to come with something different.
Yeah. If you could look at your, like, younger self, the person coming from Brazil or just studying in Brazil, what kind of advice would you give that person?
Man, the first thing I believe is, like, you know, follow your passion, because that's something that I always want to do it. Like I said, I, like, when I saw that guy in rehab and Ronaldo was one of the best soccer players in that time, I was like, man, this is, everybody's saying about this guy, his job is fantastic. So that's one thing. I always, like, in love of, you know, what I do with my job and my work. So that's one really advice that I give. And another thing that I always try to tell people is, like, spend more time in the books, because today you have, like, all the social media, which is good, like, all the internet and everything, but everybody's, like, throwing videos and everything, you know, like, new videos, new things, and it's not everything that's good. Of course, you can find a lot of good things, but you have to think about, like, all the scientific studies, and that's all my background. It's not something that I came out with, like, okay, I figured out, I discovered this technique. No, it's like all the studies, scientific studies, people that spend time proving that this technique is going to be helpful for you, you know, for helpful for the athletes. It's not something that, okay, I you know, I came out with this new exercise that's going to change your life. And in 30 days, you're going to be the strongest and best athletes. It's not like this, you know. So I feel like people, like a lot of personal trainers today, they just go on YouTube and they find like a ton of nice and different exercise and just throw for their clients. And it's like all the clients are so different, so unique. So you need to find something what you need is different than the other guy who's going to need. So you need to really focus on that, you know.
How is prevention, health prevention, physical therapy, that transition changed since you first got in the business or when your dad first got in the business?
It's a lot. It's okay. A lot. That's why you really need to keep like study.
Yeah.
So I'm always trying to keep like focus on the new studs because things change a lot.
Yeah.
And since I graduated 14, 13 years ago, it was 2005, yeah. I learned a lot of things in the college and, you know, in your university, but everything changed a lot. Even like strengthening trainings, proprioceptive trainings changed a lot. So you need to focus, like the phase of the trainings is different, the sports, the biomechanics of the sport. So it's really like fascinated, you know, how things going to change. And how it's gonna change like in the future, because sometimes you really believe, oh, this is the best thing, but after like 2 or 5 years, someone come with a new studs and they're just like, well, you know what? This is not really work anymore and this is changing a little bit. So like you said, like when I start like 10 or 15 years ago, people believe that stretching before exercise is an amazing thing. You know, and today, you know, that's decreased your performance, increased your chance to have an injury if you stretch before the exercise. You don't stretch before exercise.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't. Most of the people is going to stretch before because they believe it's going to help them.
Yeah.
You can do like some dynamic stretching, which is different, but not static stretching. Because once you do static stretching, you're going to stress your fibers, you're going to relax your muscle, and then you're going to decrease the power of the muscles, and you're going to increase the chance to have some tear or something, you know, and to pull your muscle. So you want to do some like warm up, dynamic stretch, but not really a static stretching, you know. It's not going to help you on performance. So this thing's like one of the example that changed a lot, you know, like when I started in the soccer field, like everybody was like stretching a lot. Like nowadays, if you see all the main teams, Barcelona, Real Madrid, they don't stretch anymore. They know the importance of not stretch. And you actually going to stretch after. And even after, you have to do a short stretching because you have a lot of stress on your fibers. You don't want to cause more stress on the fiber right after the exercise. So if you want to increase your flexibility, you have to do a training specific for increase your flexibility. It's not the same training. So things is going to change, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. And you need to be like studying and seeing the new studs, the scientific studs that people is bringing, you know, to show all this difference, or you're going to be working like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I think about like sometimes like, man, I thought that was good like 15 years ago. Maybe I was for that time, but if I was working the same way today, I would be a terrible physical therapist, you know?
Yeah. That's, so. is there a big difference the way that people in Brazil look at the body compared to Americans look at the body for like therapy and anything like that? Or is it fairly universal across the world?
Do you know what I think? Telling the truth, I feel like there's a little bit more difference if you compare like the personal trainers and people that work for professional athletes in Brazil. I'm not saying like here is bad, but it's different because to be a personal trainer in Brazil, you have to go to the college and study for 4 years, man. And that's something that really drives me crazy here. That's anyone in this country can be a personal trainer in less than 24 hours, just going online, you know, doing some tests and get a certification, you know. And that's like really scary me a little bit because we spend a ton of time studying, like 4 years at least in a college to be a personal trainer. And here, like, anyone can be a personal trainer without like a background. So that's like changed a little bit. Of course, I know like the guys that work in big teams, they of course they have a good background and spend more time studying. But I can see a lot of people training in the other gyms here and doing like crazy stuff that is like, wow, you know, that's the problem. You don't have background. You don't spend time studying. So you just decide to get a certification and so
someone looking for a personal trainer, what kind of advice would you give them if there's no standardized way of knowing who's a good personal trainer and who's a bad? Is there advice you give?
See your background, you know? See how many time he spent, like, studying. It's just like a certification online, or this guy have some team, some professional athletes, or, you know, what kind of clientele they work. Because I know anyone can be a personal trainer. But to be a good personal trainer, to have a good background and expertise, you have to spend time studying, man. It's not only like, okay, I'm an athlete. That doesn't mean that I'm a good personal trainer. Yeah. I can play soccer. I can do any sports all my life. And that doesn't mean that I know how to train people. You know, it's different.
Yeah. Well, what's next for you and your wife, your kid, your company? What's next for you guys?
Yeah, well, like I said, now I want to really try to focus on expanding my business, like more for social media and online, because that's one thing that I think I'm kind of like late, you know, like I'm not following all this, you know, technology like I should use more. I have like a ton of clients that can help me a lot to grow my business, and I know my potential, and just need to figure it out and find more time to spend on this marketing. And of course, once I have like some methodology, I can maybe start selling my company, you know, as a franchise. So if you want to bring my company, and I can go and teach you everything, teach you all the methodology, how works my training, and then start expanding my business, you know.
So are your clients the ones you have here, because you do have some big names like you've talked about?
Yeah.
Are they very very open to allow you to use, not use them, but also allow you to help you get more people?
Yes. Okay. Of course. I think all the clients, they are really grateful for my work, because I'm spend time and I always try to give the best for them. So I think reciprocal, you know. I think all these big names that I work, it's been like now 5 years that I work with these guys, and I think I can have access for all this.
Have you ever asked them to see how they built their follower base up in like social media or anything like that?
No, actually they are famous, like UFC fighters. They are famous, so because they just happen, you know. And I don't think they really plan and spend time with that. Like this guy, Andre Galvão, has like 300,000 followers. Man, he's one of the big names, you know. He's like 5-time world champion, 5 times ADCC champion. So, of course, they have like, I don't know, 30 gyms around the world. So they have a lot of followers, you know, like people that follow their job because they are big champions, you know, like the same in basketball or whatever sport. So, but yeah, which is like driving me crazy sometimes, that I see people that they don't have any background, but they are good in marketing, you know, and they have like 30, 40,000 followers. Like, man, how come? And I watch their profiles, like, yeah, it's okay, you know, but it's like, they are smart to do business. I don't know if they are smart to be a personal trainer, but they are smart for marketing, you know, and that's something that I think is my weakness.
What, if you could give just one last piece of advice for basically any young kid out there, any business owner, anyone trying to grow their business out, what kind of advice would you give?
Yeah, and try to really spend time studying. That's one thing that I really believe is a big, like my dad always say that, man, one day you're gonna see the difference when you start comparing your work with different professionals, because you are spending time. And I think all this expertise comes from time that I spend, like not only on college, university, or like on classroom, but working, man. I work in a lot of like different, like soccer, I work with like, you know, triathletes, I work with UFC fighters. So it's like all these different sports, and not only sports, but like I work with a lot of different wide of range of clientele that's like giving me the expertise to really see the difference, and, you know, have the ability to, okay, you need some training, and this guy or this athlete is completely different training, you know. So you have to learn, and you're just gonna learn that if you spend time studying and practicing, you know.
How like, and one last question, how did, so you had that first professional fighter,
yeah,
and then he started expanding, telling other people and so on and so forth. Did you ask him to say, hey, can you help me out with other people, or did he just
no
did it?
Man, do you know what's happened? It was the first fight that I worked was Wanderlei Silva, one of the famous guys. Now he's retired, but he's really famous in Brazil and Japan, even here in US. He's a UFC fighter too. And I just went to watch one of his training, and I was like, man, these guys are crazy. They train like crazy. And I was really like fascinated with all the training. And then I started thinking like, man, what they do to like prevent all these injuries and traumas, you know? And then I realized they don't do anything. They didn't do anything. They just train like crazy. They do some conditioning training, but, and then I was like, wow, man, that's maybe a good opportunity. It's like 10 years ago when you talk about UFC, nobody really worked with UFC. UFC was small in that time. But I saw that was a good, like, you know, area to invest. So that's when I started like spending time with them, and it's like, okay, maybe it's a good opportunity for me to, you know, be.
Did you just walk up and just say, hey,
yeah, I have one of clients that was the students and one of my friend, and it's like, ah, come on, let's go watch the train. Vanderlei Silva is training there. It's like, yeah, let's do it. And then after train, I start talking with this guy, Vanderlei, and he was so nice. He's like, you're physical therapy. He speak really funny. He's like, yeah. He's like, well, why you don't come here? Watch our trains. Maybe you can help me on my trains and my injuries. I have a lot of injuries and pain. He's like, yeah, let's do it. So after 6 months that I was kind of like work there, they decide to open a clinic, just like an office inside of the gym. Yeah. They call like Shoot the Box Gym, one of the famous, like Anderson Silva, all these guys, the famous fighters, were training that time. So I just have like an office there that they build, and where I just go there and treat some of the athletes. So that was a great experience for me because it was a new sport, you know, I didn't have a lot of people like studying about that. So I could like really, not test, but really try to develop all my expertise on some guys really, you know, famous and at the same time professional athletes. So that helped me a lot to build my expertise.
You hear that, guys? When an opportunity happens, you got to say yes.
Yeah. And you know what's just funny? Because my dad in that time, of course, he's old school, like I said, yeah. You know, but he was in that time like, why are you going to work with this guy? You guys are crazy. This is not a sport, because it's like, no. And UFC was not famous. Well, now everybody knows UFC. Everybody respect this guy. But that time it was a lot of, you know, yeah, people like, oh, man, these guys are crazy. This is not a sport and everything. And my dad never believed that this is going to help me in the future, you know. And after this guy, I started working with this guy, Chris Sarb, one of the athletes right now. I met her because she knows this guy. So that's like, you know, how I opened the doors on the field for me. So yeah, it's really interesting.
are there any of the athletes that they've introduced you to that are going to be the next top athletes in MMA or anything like that, UFC, that you see?
Man, I've been working now with all like more the older guys that are already really famous. Yeah. Of course, I'm like, I work with a lot of young guys. They're trying right now, but it's hard to say. I have a ton of like young guys that really, you know, good.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say. You know, I don't want to say one name because the other guy's going to be like, oh, he doesn't believe me, you know. I think you have like a lot of future champions here. But
so if someone was looking, they're in the San Diego area, they're looking for prevention, they're looking to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Man, you have our website with physiopro1.com, the social media, Instagram, Facebook. I have my email too. There's a website, and I have our telephone, our phone number. So,
what's phone number?
It's 858-997-6307.
All right, guys. I hope you guys got some great information there. Follow your passion, follow your dream. When the door opens, just go after it. Thank you again for all your time.
Thank you so much, man. I apologize for my accent.
No, probably fine.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.